We're up to Flamet Aleph and Aleph Masechta Saita. Two dots, three lines on the top. Boy B'yeman, that very day when they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to be the head, Dorash Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanus, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanus, made a drasha shalai avad Eiv, that Eiv, whatever he did it out of fear. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Hurkanus said that he did it out of love. Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai said he did it out of fear. Says the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk that Eiv said, that if Hashem will, it says in the Pasuk, if Hashem will kill me, loy ayach, I still hope for him. Now loy could be with a vav, which means I will hope for him, or like with an aleph, I don't hope for him. So the question is, which one is it? So because it's questionable whether it's loy with a vav, or whether it's with an aleph, therefore we don't know which one it is. Says the Gemara, what do you mean you don't know which one it is? Let's look. Ibalamid aleph, if it is an aleph, it means no. Layu, it means no. That I'm not anticipating it. And ibalamid vav, I'm scared of it. Ibalamid vav, it's with a vav, means I am. See, layu, then I am anticipating it. Says the Gemara, are you telling me, you think, now this is a very interesting Gemara here, v'chol heichad chsi b'lamed aleph, layu, you think whenever it says lamed aleph with an aleph, layu, no. You think it means no? I'll show you that in the Torah it can be a lamed aleph, and it means yes. It says in the Posse, Bechol Tzaros, whenever the Jews are in trouble, Loi Tzor, I'm there as well. But the Loi Tzor means with a Vav, right? But it's written in the Torah, actually, Loi, that I'm not there, it's an Aleph. And yet everyone knows that it means I am there, even though it says an Aleph. The Chsib Lamed Aleph. So we see, Lamed Aleph doesn't necessarily mean no. Lamed Aleph can also mean yes. Hachinami, so too, how can Lamed be yes? It means no. It's like a question mark. No? Yes. Hachinami, so too, the loy who maybe, yeah, over here also, it means that he is. Chitema Hachinami. You think that this passing means they should say, I'm not enjoying you in your pain. Look, see, if it says in the passing, in that same passing, it says, Umalach panavashim, an angel will go and help you, which means I'm on your side, I'm trying to help you. Ella, mashmahach, mashmahachi. The word loy with an aleph can mean no, and it can mean yeah. So the same thing when Eiv said, loy, we're not sure what he meant. No, what he meant, yes. Says the Gemara, Tadina Meir said, Oimer, Meir said, Nema, it says the Pasuk, that Eiv was a person who was a God-fearing person, Virei Elikim, that he, Virei Elikim, he was a God-fearing person. The Nema, it says, by Avraham Avinu also, that Yore Elikim. Now after that, Kate, I know that you're a God-fearing person, Ma Yore Elikim, Avraham. Just like when it says by Avraham, you're a God-fearing person, Me'ava, Avraham did out of love, because that's how he would behave. So Af Yore Elikim Ha'omah Be'il, by Eiv, when it says he was a God-fearing person, Me'ava, not out of fear, but out of love. When it says the person, now I know you fear me, actually means that by Avraham, means he loved him. By Avraham Gufi Menolon, how do you know Avraham did out of love? It says in Pasuk that it says in Pasuk Zera Avram, that children Avram, Oyavi, my friend. So we see that Avram's relationship with Hashem was as a friend, without a love. My Yika asking more, what's the difference between Oisem Ahavel Oisem Yida? What's if you do out of love, you do out of fear? Think about Ika, how the reward. Tanya learned, the Shema, that somebody serves Hashem out of love is far greater than a person serves out of fear. She said, Tolevda, your reward for doing it out of fear is 1,000 generations. Of that Tolu Allah in Dar, if you reward doing it out of love, it's for 2,000 generations. Here in Pasuk says, I will do good, I love him, I will do good for loving 2,000 generations, so those who love me and those who keep my mitzvahs. Those who love me, will shame me, mitzvahs who keep my mitzvahs. But Hossing, Stephen, there it says, that the Eibishter watches his covenant, and it says there, those who love him, will shame me, mitzvahs of Le'elvda. So we see, shame me, mitzvahs of those who protect the mitzvahs, which is out of fear, is only 1,000 generations. Says the Gemara in that very pasuk also says those who love. Hosanamik see Loyavoshem says those who love. Le'el of the 1,000 generations. So we answer, and each time you look at the generation next to which one it says. Highly the Samachle of Highly the Samachle. Look at which one it says. In the case of 1,000 generations, the word before that is Shemir Tzvaysev. In the case of 2000, it says first la'oyavai. Hanu trei tamid, there were two students, the have a yosri kamed rabbi, there were two students in front of rabbi. Chad omale, one student of the rabbi, akariyim bechamo, you know, I had a fascinating dream. I read a pasuk, and the pasuk says, morav tuvcha, how wonderful is the good, asher tzafanto l'riach, that God hid for those who fear him. I had dreamt the whole pasuk about fearing Hashem. The Chadom, another guy said, you know what I dreamt about? Akarim b'chalami. I also saw a pasuk in my dream. There it said, v'yisvuchu chol chay sevach, that all those who rely on me and confident in me will be happy. La'elam. They will yiraneinu, they will sing, v'yaltzu v'och, they will rejoice with you, oyav ishmech, those who love you. So I dreamt a pasuk about the loving is happy. Amlu tavaychu rabbanon tzadikim gemuratan. You're both great tzadikim. Mar me'av or mar me'yira. One of you will do it out of love, and one of you will do it out of fear. Had no luck here. Next period. Misha kinelisha. Guy warned his wife and said, "Don't you dare be too close to this man." Then Nisra, and then she was already close to the guy. Afilu shama me'epareyach. Even if afterwards you heard from a flying bird, nobody heard from anybody. Is Yaitse v'yitin k'suba. If you heard from anybody that they actually, according to this opinion, if he warned her properly, and then he heard from anybody, doesn't matter who the person is, that she was alone with that person, that's it. They're not allowed to live together anymore, even if he wants to, and he gives her a k'suba. He gives her a k'suba. Even though the testimony is very weak, it's like a flying bird, doesn't matter. Yeah. Because he holds that stira, once we have grounds that there's something wrong because he warned her, then even though we have no real witnesses, we only have a possible witness who said he saw them alone in seclusion, that's enough to make her asr. That's the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. However, Rabbi Shua, Meshuvah says, no. Meshuvah says, you need two witnesses for stira. So there, achi yisu v'yitnuba, you need two witnesses. Otherwise, it's nothing. However, if rumor has it, all those women who knit outside in the moonlight, and their gossip is all about you, then even about this woman, then even though you don't really have witnesses, and even though you're allowed to live together, you should not live together anymore. You shouldn't live together. Because it's just pritzis. If everybody's talking about it, then there's something to it. That's right. Even though you can't give it to drink water because you don't have the full weight, but you should divorce her. Okay, now there's two stages. Remember, there's warning, and then there's seclusion, and then there is, did anything really happen? We learned before that if two witnesses come along and say that something happened, or even one witness comes along and says something happened properly, then there's no water anymore because she's definitely tummy. There's a strong grounds for it, and they can, and she no longer drinks, and she's out. I saw my own eyes, and it's mad that something happened during that seclusion. Something happened. Lahaisa Shaisa, she does not drink anymore. Why? Because a single aid is believed to say that something happened, and she forfeits, and this time she forfeits a ksuvah. Even though she's losing money, we bring an aid, a single aid, because there's a lot of merit to it. Even a servant, a shivcha maid, which are definitely not qualified to be witnesses, they believe in this case. Why they believe? Because our grounds that they're telling the truth, because he was warned, and two witnesses saw them going in the room alone. So even though only Apostle Evid saw that they did anything wrong, they're not allowed to live together anymore, and afla paisa miksuva, so she forfeits miksuva. What about Chamoisa? We know the Margitin, we learn that there are five women that we cannot trust because they hate you with a passion. Your mother-in-law, Bas Chamoisa, your sister-in-law, Vitzarosa, the two wives married to the same guy, she's your competition, Vyevemta, and your sister-in-law, from your brother's, your husband's brother, she hates you already because she thinks she might want to end up with you. Bas Baila, and the daughter of your husband, your stepdaughter, they naturally hate you. They don't like, oh, you took over my mother's place. They don't like what you're doing over there. And generally, we don't believe when they bring a divorce. We don't believe them at all. And in this case, had the alien them on such strong grounds that they're telling the truth. They're believed. However, they believe that you cannot live together anymore with your wife, but they're not believed to disqualify you k'suvah. That we don't trust them. Elish leitishta, she doesn't drink the water. Shahayi bedin, and it makes sense. On the one hand, you would think you wouldn't believe them. Shouldn't believe them. Even a single lady shouldn't believe. Ma'im edus asher mada, the first steps which doesn't make her asa to you and warn her. Yet we need two witnesses. She'ino sarat Yisrael doesn't ask her forever. Einam is, for example, when they go in seclusion. You, Rabbi Yeshua, hold you need two witnesses, even though nothing they're not asa. Einam again is b'pachas shani, minimum of two. And there she's only asa until she drinks the water. Once she drinks the water, she can go back to you. Edus acharein, if now we're talking about that she actually committed a sin with that person, which you can never ever go back to you again. Surely you should need two witnesses. Surely you have two witnesses. Therefore, we have the pasuk that says the aid ain ba. There was no witness there whatsoever. And she wasn't forced. That means if there was even one witness there, one witness wasn't there, but there was one witness that saw it became tummy, she no longer drinks. She's us to her husband forever. Kol edus sheyesh b'kol, any edus that gives off that tells us what happened, even one edus is enough. The choymel edus v'shena. So what comes out now? That the last step, which asks forever, is stricter than the first steps. Here, one edus is enough, and before we need two. So lo chayda should be the other way around. Ma im edus. We turn the page. Ma im edus acharon. If it came to the last edus, which asks, we're now on 31A1. When it comes to the last testimony, Shasarti Yisraelim, which prohibits her from ever going back to her husband again because they say they saw her having an affair. One aid is sufficient. So wouldn't we learn from here that aid is Harishayna, the first testimony, which is about seclusion. She'ena start to Israel. It's not also forever. She drinks the water. She's back to her husband. Surely she tiskayim beidechad. Surely that should be one aid should be enough. Tamalayim it says in pasuk ki matzaba eras dover. If you found something wrong with your wife, and how many people have to prove it? Alamayim it says apishnayim and yakun dover. Every time you have a dover. You need two witnesses. Here also, when you want to put in seclusion, warn about seclusion, you need two witnesses. Okay, we'll get back to that tomorrow. Something about Mishnah Vayit. What about eight minute mass? One eight says, yes, I saw her do something wrong. The eight, and then the eight contradicts him, says, no, nothing happened. One woman says she did commit adultery, one says didn't. We cancel the witnesses out, and we don't know what happens. We make her drink. What about echad eimenitmas? One eight comes along and says, "I saw my own eyes that she committed had an affair." Vishnayim eimen come along to people say, "Loinitmas, never happened. Maybe did, maybe didn't, but not while this aid was there. Because we were there at the same time and never happened this thing over here. So what happens? They cancel this witness altogether, and as if it's non-existent. So the question is, did anything happen before these witnesses came along or not? And therefore, Hoisa Shaisa, she drinks. What about Shnayim Oimen in Itmas? If two witnesses said that she committed a sin, the Echad Oimen Loin, and one said didn't, then obviously Lo Haisa she don't drink because one against two is nothing. Says the Gemara, first of all, you brought a pasuk by that you need two witnesses when it comes to seclusion. What does that have to do with finding an erva? Haim Talmud Loimer, Kimotzeba Erva's Dova, Talmud Loimer, Lochay. That's the pasuk we learn from somewhere else. We learn from the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, Bom. It says in the Pasi that a witness should not come around. It says there, it says, if you found Ba, Erva's Dover, it says, the aid ain't Ba. If there was no witness there, so we learn Ba. Ba, V'lay Bikini. That over here, by Tumma, one witness is enough. But when it comes to warning, you need two. Ba, V'lay Bistita. When it comes to seclusion, you need two. That's how we know we need two by seclusion, from the word Ba. Here, you don't need two when it comes to say that she committed an adultery. But if it's only an accusation in seclusion, you need two. Not because of the Erva's Dover. You're right. A few words are missing. The Mishnah should say, it says Ba, V'lay Bikita, Ba, V'lay Bistita. What about generally? There's a suspicion that she committed adultery, even there was no warning of a laistida without any seclusion. The lay mehem and aid echad. I wouldn't age, and I believe it. No, how do you know that? It says, Dover, ma la halon, bishne aidim, al kam bishne aidim. Just look over there, there's two witnesses, or also two witnesses. Aid oim in it mas. A single aid says, Tome, taima, de kamakashle. The whole reason is because they contradict each other. But if it wouldn't have contradicted, if one witness says, I saw her commit adultery, and one witness is enough, how do I know? But not merely. If it wouldn't have been contradicted, we believe. How do you know one witness is enough? The Tanna Bonne, we learned in the Pasuk, says, but Eid Ein Bo, says in the Pasuk that there was no witness there, and she wasn't raped. Bishnaim Hakosim Medaba, there were no two witnesses there. But if there was one witness there, she no longer drinks the water. You say two witnesses, maybe even one witness. She says in the Pasuk, a single witness should not be testify against the person. It says the word aids, which is singular. I have to spell out the word echad. This comes to teach you everywhere else. Whenever it says inside the word aid, even a single term, means two. Taylor says one. Taylor says today, Lesba, there were no two witnesses. The aid by like this. There were no two witnesses there, only one. The he lined fasa if she wasn't raped. As soon as she's also. So we see clearly from here that if one aid knows for a fact that she was tummy, she's also. Not as the mother of a kivan, the medraisa aid echem hemen. So if one witness comes along and the Taylor says, we believe him. Comes along afterwards, another witness says, didn't happen. How can you say that they cancel each other out? L'chei, the first witness, as soon as he came, we believe everything he says, as if he's two witnesses. The second witness can't fight with two witnesses. Either chei, how can he contradict? It's as if he has a weight of two. And one cannot go against two. Ella Amar Ula says Ula Tani, we should learn La Hoisha Saisa. Change the Mishnah around that if one witness says that she was tummy and the other witness she wasn't, she does not drink because we do believe the first witness that she is tummy and she doesn't drink at all. The Chen Abitchak La Hoisha Saisa. We do give credit to the first one as if they're two witnesses. Rabchi, however, Rabchi says Hoisha Saisa. Rabchi learns no. If one says she's tummy and one doesn't, they contradict each other and we don't know what happened, so she drinks. Ask the Gemara of Chia Kash Rula, what about Ula's rule that the first person comes and we accept the testimony, he has a weight of two? Like Kash, that's not a problem. Kan bevas achas, kan beze achaze. When does Ula say that they have the weight of two? If first comes one witness, says that she's tummy, give him the weight of two. Then 10 minutes later, another witness comes, it's one against two. But if they both come in the same time, Bezin just can't hear both of them, and they both front up, Bezin then gives each one exactly the same weight. Alma is just talking about they both came at the same time. That's why they cancel each other out. But had there been one after another, you're right. So he doesn't argue in the halach, he's just arguing pshat in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, tonight we learned, eid oimen nitmas, one eid says, in our Mishnah it says, a single eid says, tamei vishnayim oimen nitmas, two eid and come along and say, did you not become tamei? Hoysa shoysa. What do we do? The two Eidim who says not Tame cancels the first one Tame, and if it was a Safiga drink. Now, L'chayde, Hachad V'chad seems to the Mishnah clear, but what happened if the second group would have been one? We would have believed the first person that she is Tame, and Loi Hoysesh wouldn't drink. Now, L'chayde, they both came at the same time. Why do you believe one more than the other? She still cancels each other out and she drink. Tiyufte Rabchia, Kasha Rabchia. Omlach Rabchia, well, time, let me ask you a question. You want to make these inferences in the Mishnah. It says in the Sefer later on, the Mishnah says, Shnayim Oimrim Nitmas, two people say that she's tummy. The Echad, that she committed adultery. The Echad, she did not commit adultery. Lahoisa Shaisa, we believe the two who said that she is tummy, and she doesn't drink. It seems clearly, Hachad Vechad, but if one person said she's tummy, and one said she didn't, they would cancel each other out, and she would drink. Why, according to you, the first person that comes, given the weight of two? Hoisa Shaisa, Elakula Psula Eidis. You know what Rabchia said? The Mishnah is talking about the last part of the Mishnah. People who were disqualified to be Eidim. So we can't give them the credit of two because they're not. When do we say that an Eid comes forward and we accept their testimony? We give them the credit of two if it's a valid witness. But if it's not a valid witness, then we don't give them the credit of two. And this follows the school of Rav Nechemia. What's the story of Nechemia? The Tanya Nechemia says, whenever the Torah says that one witness is enough, that means we don't really need proper witnesses. Normally, you need two witnesses. The Torah says one witness is enough. For example, by Saita, Halech Achar Reiv Deis. That while we look at the number of people there, the Asu Shtei Noshim Beish Echad Kishnei Anoshim Beish Echad. Two women against one man, just like two men against one man, because you don't have to be kosher witness, any witness, and we look at the numbers. And you can have others say, another version is, Kol heichada asa eid echad kasha mi kara. If one single eid, he comes along and he's kosher and he establishes his testimony and we accept it. And then afilu mei noshim, 100 women come afterwards and disagree. Ke'edech adami, since they're all disqualified witnesses, they all have the validation of only one witness. But the first ones believe like two, and the second one cannot cancel the first. What's our mission talking about? When our mission says that one eight comes along and says tummy, and two come along and says that is not tummy. And so we're saying, we're talking about there were apostle eides, and therefore it makes no difference they come together one after another, like Ram Nechemia. A woman came in the first place. So he cannot establish her as two witnesses because she's apostle eides. And therefore we say we follow the majority opinions. So therefore you have two. First one woman comes along and says her thing that she is tummy. Two come along and says not tummy. They can't, the two cancel the one. And this is how we're gonna learn Rabbi Nechemia. This is what meant to say. This is how we explain Nechemiah. Whenever the Torah said one witness is enough, we'll look at the number of people. We'll treat two women against one man. Two men against one man. But two women against one man. But two women. You know, two women against one woman is like two men against one man. But two women against one man is kipalgo palgo, like half and half. So we don't know who to believe anymore. One man comes along and says this and this. Two women come along and say this and this. So therefore, what happens? First, one woman comes along, so we don't establish anything at all. Says that she's tummy. Then two women come along and say that she's not. And therefore, the two are like one against one, and they cancel each other out. And it's a safik. So why do you need two cases in our Mishnah to tell you about women who are apostle eides? We know that you go after the number of people. Only when you're strict. But we would have thought only when you are being machmir, you should drink. But that not to drink, we should be so lenient to say, look, if there's two, we don't have to drink. We'll count the number of people by apostle eides. And let's say if two women come along and say she's tummy, and one says she isn't, we'll say, well, it's two against one, and we'll treat as if she's tummy and she doesn't drink. Maybe we should rely on the water, see what the water says. Kamashalon, that we don't. We follow the majority opinions. Tomorrow's more gets easier.